Good afternoon, this is Bob Farrington, jazz band director at St. Mary's College, listening to the Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Band with a director that I greatly admire, Greg Conwood, does such a great job with all of his groups. So looking forward to hearing your set and have some comments for you here at the Companion Jazz Festival. Yeah, just watch the pitch on the B7 sharp 9 chord second bar and the A augmented, getting some of those accidentals in there and in tune. Good trumpets. The unison's coming out nicely. Yeah, make sure that fills in time. Da-da-da-da-da. Crescendo and a pop. So all these pops, I'm hearing a lot of tongue and not enough tone. Got to hear all the notes of the chord there in the trombones and lower trumpets. So between 17 and 25, check those pops and make sure all the notes of the chord are there. I tend to ask, even though you want them short, make them long enough where you can hear the tone and less tongue. The notes you're playing here, buddy. Now you kind of found it, but the first few notes were not in the ballpark. And the next step, in addition to the right notes, then is getting some interesting rhythms. And at this age, it's hard to do. You have a lot of training in improv. Keep the bass going, don't stop. And drums, don't fall asleep at the switch here. Even this behind a solo, so you can kick things with syncopations and keep some interest going up. Yeah. So vibes and piano are doing a nice job. Yeah, okay. Yeah, improv is one of the hardest things to teach in a classroom setting. And one way to do that is to have everybody warm up on the same scales. Like on a tune like this would be perfect, where they have to do the concert pitch, the D minor Dorian up, the G Mixolydian up, D minor G, because it goes back and forth. Then when it changes to the, at 49, the F minor, B flat. And then finally where it gets really hard, you can do the altered scale for the E7 and the A augmented. Keep the triplet feel in the drum solo. Yeah, one thing that might help you with that is the singer solo. So you're singing and it tends to stay in time a little bit better. That's better. Oh, bop, bop, good. Gotta hear the chords here. Bop, bop. Die. that Phil was a little late going into 25. So practice slurring to all the trumpets, practice slurring the middle E to the G above the staff. So you know where your chops go so we don't frack it. Good, Barry. Yeah, don't slow down on that. So good job on the Barry in the last, you know, four and three bars from the end. But saxes, altos, and trumpets. It's got to be right in time. Don't let it slow down. All right, nice. Good opener. Well in tune, good balance. Hearing all the sections of the band. Rhythm section could have maybe kicked that opener a little bit better, but drums especially. And bass, you got to keep the energy up on the walking line. All right. Now, a different bass player, I guess. And I'm going to feature alto.
The next tune is When Dreams Come True by Paul Clark, and we're going to feature Grant on alto.
Nice to have the vibes in there with the piano. Yeah, it sounded like you wanted to use some vibrato on the very first long tone there at bar five. Start my private sax students on vibrato in middle school, so it's possible to use on a tune like this on all the sustained tones. You know, a good triplet vibrato. It's like for dotted quarters. That's how my kids do four vibrations. Is the dot, and you have to stop the vibrato before you move on. So on half notes, you get six vibratos, that kind of a thing. Sharp wants to be sharp trumpets, so might think about throwing your tuning slides out for that. Yeah, try to get more of an accent on the upbeat bass. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Drums, don't fall asleep at the switch here. You can do little tasty cymbal rolls or fills on phrases here behind the solos. Alto has a pretty good basic sound, so I just think the vibrato needs to warm things up. Yeah, don't rip the 16th. Dabba 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 da. But make sure that the trombones, you guys start on a low C. That's sixth position, so you really got to get the reach out there. Get that low C to start your C, D, E. Yeah, it's not easy. You're going 6-4-3 on that position-wise. Mm-hmm. Could use vibrato on the end. Okay, nice job by the alto. So the next step is to get some vibrato going. And then there's other times you can, depending on how they, like 57, 58, 59, you go, da da da, do a glissando, to add some more expression to the tune. But vibrato would be a very important step for Karina to do. Chop set so the pitch doesn't spread. Otherwise, it sounds like somebody going blah instead of dah. So keep your chops firm at the corners so the pitch doesn't go haywire. Make more of the forte piano there, saxes at 14. There you go. That moving line is the second tenor, half note moving. You can use more for the trombones. Got a nice big trombone section there. Got to hear more from you there. Now I'm E flat. Now A flat. So you just get some guide tones of what's different, you know, from 37 C major for the trumpet. You have to have E naturals and B naturals. Then you go to the next couple bars, B flats and E flats. Then next we come in A flats and D flats. So just getting those guide tones that you're playing will help you make those changes. A little bit loud, but I'll take it because I didn't have a lot of time to adjust that. So again, you're going from three sharps in B minor to no sharps in flats in D minor. So you got to make those. But again, the same thing here where you got the C major to C minor. E's and B's to E-flats and B-flats, that kind of thing. And catch that chord there at 70. So trumpets at Papadilla-doo-dah. Gotta make more of that. A little bit early there at 78 in the trombones. Wait for beat two. They'll be early there at 90. Make that lead in. No breath there. It's just not quite in time there, saxes. So the articulation there, da 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 da, didn't quite get that in 95. Good, Barry. Nice. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Nicely done. Playing really nice charts. Well rehearsed. And the thing I like, and I wish more of the bands that were here today would hear what kinds of fundamental teaching is going on with Mr. Conway here, because the band plays well in tune with good articulations, good tone quality, all of that. And then the jazz comes out. You know, right now the weakest part of the band is the improvisation part of it, and that's always the hardest, because that really comes through private lessons or practicing at home with the Jamie Ebersold books and CDs or Band in a Box software. There's a lot of free play-along stuff now on YouTube that you can play along to, but getting some direction on how to solo is important. It's hard to do in the classroom. So, you know, you can designate a blues tune and get everybody playing on it, and that's one way to do it. And something with easy Dorian mode changes, you know, minor seven changes is another thing to do to get everybody soloing a little bit. Overall, very fine band, very fine director. Really enjoyed the set, and I hope these comments are good for you. And maybe I'll see you again, maybe in the spring, Music in the Park or something. But congratulations, very fine program. Parents should be applauded too for supporting their kids in this program and Mr. Conway. So thank you. Hope these comments are helpful, and have a good rest of the year.